It's the Fat Guy Radio swag merch store. Open now at fatguyradioshow.com/store. Many different designs available in your favorite color. Order yours today at fatguyradioshow.com/store. Check back daily for new designs at fatguyradioshow.com/store.
Arizona's lovable fat guy on your internet radio. Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze.
Well, here we are, gentlemen.
Hey, it's been a minute. Welcome back, everybody.
I think I may have forgotten how to do the show, so y'all might have to help me out.
Okay, step one.
Yes.
Step one, open the door. Step two, tell him he don't love you like I do.
I wonder if this is working.
I don't
now.
Even know that's a song.
Yeah, that's working. All right.
Drew Hill? Five Steps?
Never heard of it. Who's Drew Hill?
Oh, my God. Oh, so you forgot how to listen to music, too.
D.A., I thought you were going to go the realm of one. You love my phone, two. You want to be with you, three. And then it's plain to see.
You're the only one for me.
Repeat steps one through three, five.
You make you fall in love with me. If ever it's done, then we start back at seven.
I thought it was four, but okay, we'll go with seven.
Y'all both right.
Well, if you add steps three and four together, you get step seven.
Hey, you do.
And why was step seven afraid of 10? Oh, hold on.
Why was step six afraid of seven?
Why was step six afraid of seven?
Why,
because
Corey?
Seven, nine, ten. Because
seven, eight, nine. But see, what they did, they only told you half that story. How seven, eight, nine is where they leave those details out.
Yeah.
Ooh. You know what I'm saying? Because
seven, eight, nine out.
I don't know if you can say that, but we're gonna say it.
We're gonna leave it in. You know,
you said it.
We're gonna leave it in.
Oh man.
Oh Jesus. Hello, gentlemen. It's been a minute since we've been live, and we are happy to be back.
I got a new job.
What?
Yeah.
You work?
Yeah.
So you don't need you don't need me to send you those $100 deposits in exchange
you don't have to send them because I've already hacked into your account, so I'm taking periodically $13.10 every once in a while. Like you won't even notice it. You won't even notice it.
I won't.
I'll get like $2,000 from you.
Then I'll notice it.
And then you'll notice it, but by that time it's too late.
I can't tell you how many people called me a rube for that.
Hey, the withdrawal should be called Only Man's.
only Man. You know what's so funny? Because that Only Man
come true.
Hey, because Only Man's is actually what I kind of do for my job.
Mm.
I actually brought some of my work equipment with me. If you guys want to kind of see, so
you
just,
know what? I think. Go ahead.
I want to see the penile pump.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, yeah, details is going off.
It's a penile pump.
He just stood up. He's not wearing pants. You're welcome, ladies. There's no pants. He's leaning over to grab. Yep,
views just went down.
All right, boys, how y'all doing today? Okay, let's go. It's like a requirement. I got to talk like this when I'm at work. So, because we ratchet around and fix some things. You know, we got to go and get them, you know. It feels a little bit better, but let's do it. Hold on. We don't, yeah, now we're cooking with fish oil. Let's go.
Your headset is not going to be the same. It's going to be all stretched out like that last person you dated. I mean, it's just never going to go back to its original shape.
But yeah, the village people finally accepted my application, so I am now working at the YMCA.
I applied to be the Indian.
with the assless chaps.
Yeah, that didn't go over too well because I came into the interview and in about 5 minutes into the interview, the rest of my ass got in there.
And I think, see, your problem was you came into the interview.
Well, I did come at the interview, and then while I was trying to,
we can't say that. Like, it's been a while, but the etiquette still needs to be there. I expect a certain degree of professionalism, like 33 degrees of it.
We're looking for the illusion of professionalism. Okay. Yeah, yeah, DA, I forgot how to do this. But congratulations on your new job as a stripper, DT.
Oh, yeah, congrats, thank bro.
I'm sorry you didn't get the job at where I used to strip. Not Chip and Dale's, Chip and Dip.
Oh! Yeah,
they only serve the blind and mute, and at Chip and Dip, there's no cost to get in to see the strippers where I used to strip. There's a cost to get out.
That's good.
Yeah, you know what I mean? There's blind, deaf people still in that building. Just never mind. I'm about to do something really bad.
The only stripping you knew was chicken.
Hey.
His strip club gave out free oxygen masks because the atmosphere was so thick.
Wrong button, damn it.
Hey, Corey, time moves slower near a black hole. Come over here. Hey, AK-47 said, hey, strangers.
Hi, AK-47. It's not my fault.
And happy birthday to your child goblin.
I thought it was her mama goblin.
Oh, was it mama goblin? Happy birthday to your family peoples.
And that was yesterday,
happy birthday
wasn't it?
To your mother's child.
All I know is I just saw on the Snippies, that the Snippy Chippies, that they had cake tonight and a candle. So I don't know what they, I didn't have the sound on. I don't know what they, who they were celebrating, but celebration to that person. Happy celebration.
AK-47 always celebrating something.
I know. She be taking exotic trips and everything.
I know where she getting the money from. I think it's drugs.
It's none of my business how she gets her PPP loans.
No, it's my.
Have y'all ever opened Instagram, scrolled, and said, oh, this is stupid, closed it, like did a hard close, like swiped up on it, and then open it back up again?
All the time.
All the time.
I hate myself when I do that. I'm like, why did I do that?
Because you feel
she said, it's my mom's B-Day, and thank you.
I got it right. Oh, I win.
Well, I got it right that they were celebrating tonight, so I win too.
But I got the person that they were celebrating right. So
that's right, but I got the celebration right.
You get half, you get a win that's on a slant.
Guys, I'll take
quicker runs.
Yeah, I was going to say, y'all both win, y'all will slant her. It's fine. There's multiple holes.
Eiffel Towers.
I can't slant. Last time I slant, I fell all the way over.
Dang, did she die?
Yeah. I have no actually, I think she's still in there somewhere.
Hello? Yeah. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. We got the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. Hey, hey, America. You want to laugh? How about you get done with the Fat Guy cast? We got Corey. He's bougie, yeah. And we got DT. He never does anything. And then DA, he's lazy. And little D, yo, he's crazy. Put them together, they are fun. Here we come again with the Fat Guy Radio Show. Run it. Radio show. Radio show. Radio show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. We got the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's a radio show, not a podcast. Oh,
Fat Guy.
Boom. Let's go.
Live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting over 79 countries with more than 1 million downloads worldwide, heard by the best Fatnetics. This is Fat Guy Radio Show, home of Arizona's Hot Talk Radio Show. I'm joined by, that's not what the word says, home of Arizona's Hot Talk Radio. I'm joined by our executive producer, Daniel D.T. Taylor.
What's good?
My co-host, Doug, the D.A. Andrew.
Holla.
And I am your host, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Corey Blaze. Do not adjust your computer screens or your phones. I am this fat. Fat Guy Radio Show is an interactive show. We welcome your comments on our live stream or tweet us your comments to @FatGuyRadioShow, all one word. Use #FatGuyRadioShow. We may read them on the air. You're also welcome to slide into our DMs before, during, or after the show. Follow Fat Guy Radio Show on all popular social media. And ladies and gentlemen, today's show is brought to you by our swag merch store featuring finally our newly designed circle logo shirt known as Fat Guy Radio Show Mic Design, out now and available for the entire family. There are more than 20 products available with our Fat Guy Radio Show Mic Design on it. The most we've ever released: t-shirts in men's, women's, and children's, hoodies, baseball caps, tote bags, unisex baseball t-shirts, and our first ever beanie. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's for you, for those of you that cook in the kitchen like I do, an apron with our logo on it. And just when you thought we couldn't add any more, it's available on tie-dye. And before you think that that's it, it's a throw pillow. And if you're following us on Instagram, you can see pictures and examples of all of these products. And if you get the pillow, you can sleep with all of us. And I mentioned it during our last show that there is a secret product, and I am happy to say no one found it. No one located it. It means that it remains a secret.
Until you tell us right now.
Until I tell you in just a few minutes. So for a limited time, ladies and gentlemen, while supplies last, a variety of products, all at fatguyradioshow.com/store or through our social media bios, ladies and gentlemen. And with thank you. All right. Well, yeah, I have a secret product. Is that the word?
Yo, you forgot how to do everything.
Hey, you know what? Right? I've been doing so much, I forgot how to do it all.
I can't English right.
You need to slow down.
Slow down what?
Slow down.
Dude, during the pandemic, I slowed down and I slowed down so much, I started going in reverse.
I need to keep going.
Things are starting to like.
Is that why your ears are ringing the whole time?
My ears. Yeah, like. Because I was backing up. I get it. I'm fat.
I didn't get it. I was like, that fell flat. But when you explained it, that was funny. Hey, write that down. Write.
No.
Like B-R-R-R.
No.
B-R-R-R.
No.
How do you B-R-R-R. Write that down?
No. D-Tate, you hurting my feelings like that is the reason why this new product is available in our store.
AK7.
You forgot how to do this too.
And nah, a few things just hit me at once.
A7K4.
Write that down.
Rim shot a lot.
A7K4. She said she has an OnlyFeed account, very lucrative. And then I was like, psh, whatever. And then that's a real website.
Why would you just even put that out there?
That she has an OnlyFeed account?
Yeah.
To get her more subscribers? Corey?
Or that it was an actual website. And I have pretty decent feet, so I might actually put my feet on.
I think I do too.
Okay. No.
Corey hates feet.
I know. And AK47 also said, was it a teddy? Oh, I think I put my foot on the mic.
AK47. Ladies and gentlemen.
Look at that.
Boys and girls.
Look at that.
The Fat Guy Radio Show teddy bear.
That is adorable.
It is absolutely a plush teddy bear.
He's wearing a hoodie.
And he's wearing a Fat Guy Radio Show logo. And these are available for a very limited time and a very limited supply. I love it because you can like barely see. Oops, sorry, babe. I poked you in the eye. You can barely see his eyes, but it is so soft and cuddly. And it's wearing a Fat Guy Radio Show shirt.
It looks soft. The shirt looks softer.
But D.A., he's not alone. What would a bear be without his buddy, the dog?
Bunny? Oh, a bear and a dog.
A bear.
Oh, my goodness.
And a doggy.
That's a cute little dog, too.
This is not the cutest thing. I told you these were the cutest products available in the store for a very limited time, folks. And they are as soft as they look. They are. Why am I? This is inappropriate. Put my finger right there on the dog. Look at these things. Look
where did
at
they touch
them.
You, Corey?
Look at. Point to the doll and tell me where they. Look at these things. These are the new Fat Guy Radio Show limited edition teddies, and they come with a Fat Guy Radio Show shirt on them. They are the most cutest thing. So if you don't want to, if you want to snuggle up to the pillow. You can
what's it under?
The doggy in front of it. On the
other?
Yeah, it's under other. with the mask and
oh yeah, it is
everything else.
Oh, what's, I'm getting it.
What's the price on those, DT? I don't have that down.
$19.99.
Change back on a $20 bill, folks. The cutest thing ever. A bear and a doggy. You can pick a bear or you can pick a doggy.
That's so cute. Are we getting cats?
We are not. Are you new?
Ish.
Why the hell would I have a plush cat in the merch store?
Just a question.
No.
Okay.
If you desire a plush cat, you listening to the wrong mother effing show. Why you gonna ruin my snuggle buddy moment?
Sorry. Go. Sunny buddies. Go.
Bringing up a cat.
That is my bad. It's been a minute, Corey.
I understand.
And I'm just sipping some yak.
Please grab yourself one of these. They're great gifts or they're just great to have. I know there's a lot of girls out there that listen to this show and you still holding on to all those little plush stuffed animals you got on your bed that you push in the closet when your smash comes by. Add one of the Fat Guy Radio Show doggies to it.
You know, I used to sleep with stuffed animals.
Yeah, I'm gonna send one to
animals.
Your daughter.
Yeah, send one.
Nah, you just want one for free.
Ah, damn, you got me.
Got him.
I was like, yeah, got resale, baby. Back here. Resale.
And I'll sign yours, DA.
Nah, please don't.
All right. Like I'll sit them right there.
I'm having the hardest time putting in my email address.
Are you literally ordering one live on the show?
Heck yeah.
Well, if you just did the right thing, you'd be able to get one of these.
See, this fool just got a job and already spending unnecessary money.
He's supporting.
Oh, you know it.
They don't
you
want
know
to,
it, bro.
Okay, they don't sit very well.
Just drive over to Corey's and take a bear. He'll be happy to see you.
I'm the bear.
No, oh, never mind. Order it. You want my PayPal? Never mind. I forgot. Hostile. Yo, I just took sexual harassment awareness at my job, and I'm realizing that this is a hostile work environment.
No, it's not. This is radio.
Yes, it is.
This is radio. There's no such thing as a hostile. Boom. There's no such Let's thing go. As there's no
What's
such
the first
thing.
Word on your shirt?
This is a podcast environment.
Finally.
Which makes it
no,
even,
it's not. It's
which,
radio.
Which makes it even.
I hate you, DA.
Yeah,
you're
it makes it even more or less hostile.
I'm crappy as stuff.
The thing is what that. Makes our environment. And pick up the teddy, please, folks. Get a teddy. Get a damn
get a
teddy.
Teddy. Get a teddy. Why do you think we've been off? We've been
teddy.
Hustling for money.
I don't think that's a teddy she was implying, though.
No, that's what she was talking about.
Nah, I think
oh, you
she
think she was talking about a negligee?
We don't that's what I thought.
We don't have those.
A negligee?
I was like, dang, where's the logo at? In the crotch area? Because like, I was speaking to the mic at that point. You know what I mean?
Jesus.
Yo, yeah, this is an afterburn.
I thought I
needed. Can we do the afterburn tonight
no.
and do the Thursday show on Saturday?
No, I thought I needed a cold mystery. Shower. Jesus, no. grab a teddy, but...
Speaking to the mic.
And speaking to the mic.
My bad. It's been a minute.
I'm not.
Oh, the joke that just happened. Yo, I pinned AK-47s. I have an OnlyFeed account. That's the first time I saw that you can pin comments.
You're creepy. Why are you pinning her comment on the show's Facebook page?
Because we're going to get a percentage.
We're not going to get anything from her OnlyFeed.
If she want to keep producing, she will. Or we're going to break them feet.
Because I'll chop off that pinky toe.
You going to shoot me in my pinky toe.
Exactly.
This show is all over the place. I forgot. I have no idea what we're doing today.
I don't either. But we got to push it out.
Like a nasty number two.
I was going to say like a constipation.
You're not supposed to push out your push outs. Okay, listen. It is.
Then how do you get it out?
I'm not going to break it down. You know I'm an ass professional. I've got a new one. I've had a replacement.
Yeah, because the aliens broke your last one.
They did. So
speaking of aliens, I've been doing a deep dive on the Freemasons. Man, they're intense, bro.
What's a Freemason?
See, that's the thing. They claim that they're out to help people, but allegedly it's a fraternity inside a fraternity.
What's a Freemason?
I just told you it's like a what do you call the people that do the Greek stuff in college? A fraternity. It's like a fraternity.
Mm-hmm.
That are out to help people. Like, literally, that's their goal. They say, hey, we just want to help and, you know, be there for people. But really, the God is Lucifer.
Ooh.
You were saying, Corey?
As I go back to sipping my yak with ice.
All right, before we go to break, we're about 5 minutes away from a break. Good Lord, we're going to limp through this one, boys. And it's and it's partly my fault, so I'm not putting...
I don't think we're limping at all. I think
we're grooving, baby.
We are grooving.
I think we're all over the place.
Yeah.
We're not limping though. It's like when you see the runner start a race and they just take off too fast.
Okay, you're going too fast. Okay, start with run.
Yeah, run. Like he didn't know what a Freemason was. He sure as hell don't know what a run is.
Corey knows what a run is because he be watching those male track stars all the time during the Olympics.
Usain Bolt.
Usain Bolt, he's a Freemason.
Exactly.
Usain Bolt, yeah, he's a super Freemason.
Corey, when you run, your chair runs from you.
I know, right? The chair's going faster than he is. Where do they do that at?
It's like, someone stop this Negro.
You know what my chair is saying right now? Oh, shoot. Oh, shoot. Oh, shoot. Oh, shoot. Oh, shoot. Please stop. Please stop. Lord Jesus, God. Jesus, please stop.
Hey, speaking of Negro, Joe Biden.
I didn't say nothing about Negro.
No, DT did.
How you gonna put Joe Biden in the same situation? I know,
because Negro. Did you catch Joe Biden say, "Yeah, one of my favorite Negroes back in the day, Satchel Paige, great pitcher." He said, "My favorite Negro."
Well, he was part of the Negro League.
So why don't we roast this man? If Trump said my favorite Negro over there. Trump said, "Hey, there's my black over there." People lost their minds. Biden said, "My favorite Negro." And it's like business as usual.
Speaking of the Negro League.
Oh, no. That's not okay, Corey.
It's very
my favorite Negro from the Negro League? Come on, man.
Hey, D.A.
I'm just saying, D.A., those comments from Biden are very irrehensible.
Somebody learned a new word today. You know what? Biden shouldn't say that.
He shouldn't say anything.
He shouldn't say that. Go back to sleep, Biden. And
wake up Bernie so he can go ahead.
No, so Bernie can, done too. No more 80-year-olds. I'm done.
Wake up Bernie so he can share his mittens.
I'm done. I'm voting for my criteria. Who's the youngest? That's my criteria now.
I am.
AOC.
Not that who's the youngest having sex. Who is the youngest in age?
I am.
And that's another thing. What is time?
Oh,
right?
Man, you are so high. When you start asking effing questions about what is time, what is the relativity of matter, you are stoned.
I have a better question, Corey.
Yes.
What is my hand? Whoa.
It's a device you use to get off.
Oh, like, we can't say that, but we're going to leave it in.
My question is,
double down. I already left it in once.
What are thumbs?
What are thumbs?
And who thought to create thumbs? Why are we even here?
Okay. Uh-oh. I got another story. True story.
Okay.
I didn't know this, okay?
Well, you didn't know this, but you know it now.
I didn't know this, okay.
But pinky, you know it now.
Pinky ring,
middle,
index,
thumb.
Okay.
I was talking to my wife. I'm like... That's cool for the left hand, but what the hell is this finger on the right hand? And she looked at me like I was the stupidest person in the world, and she said, it's your ring finger. I'm like, no, because your ring finger is the second finger. And then she grabbed both my hands and put them together. And yeah, it lines up. See the one I'm moving? That's the ring finger on the right hand. Like, when did they do that?
This dude is lying on that guy. He's stony baloney, I swear.
I don't know what just happened.
Nah, don't judge. Oh, nah, don't do that.
You just basically said that your fingers are the same on the opposite hand.
Yeah.
That's new.
You never go... Where is ring finger? Where is ring finger? Here I am. Here I am.
Oh, wait, that's a ring finger.
How are you today, sir? Very well, I thank you. Run away. Run away.
Oh, you said run away?
So no, I haven't said that because I'm a grown-ass man with bills and stuff.
You ain't got no bills.
Man,
you know your wife brings all the money in there.
Can you pay my bills? Can you pay my telephone bills? Can you pay my telephone
only
bills?
Only moms.
Can you pay my man and my chill?
I now know why DA has so many kids and why he'll continue to have so many kids.
Ooh, I'm gonna have more?
Why? Yes. Because his wife sends out maternity pictures for money. So she got to get the pregnant belly all the time.
Mm.
Boom, I figured it out.
That's Is that what those only stomach deposits?
And we'll be right back on FatGuyRadioShow.com. What an idiot.
Give me an S.
S.
Give me a P.
P.
Give me an O.
O.
Give me a T.
T.
Give me an I.
I.
Give me a phi.
Phi.
What is that spell?
Spotify.
Spotify. And guess who's on Spotify?
Joe Rogan.
I am.
Oh, Fat Guy.
Fat Guy Radio Show's on Spotify.
Hey, Corey on its money. Did we get the 200 million?
Man, we haven't even crested 200 people. We need to tell people about the fact that Fat Guy Radio Show is on the Spotify app.
Can we watch for free?
No, you can't really see the show on Spotify, but you can hear the show on Spotify. And what's so cool about the Spotify app, it's built into some cars, into the in-dash navigation system. It has Spotify, so people can hear us when they're out on the road, when they're taking their road trips, when they're driving their family around the city. Fat Guy Radio Show is on Spotify, so all you got to do is go to Spotify and look for Fat Guy Radio Show and add us to your favorites.
That sounds fancy. I'm going to go right now and add us to our favorites.
You ain't got Spotify.
I do, though. Somebody got to listen to Joe Rogan.
This isn't a Joe Rogan ad. This is Fat Guy Radio Show, DA.
Why do you keep talking about Joe Rogan? This is about Fat Guy Radio Show.
Give me an S.
S.
Give me a P.
P.
Give me an O.
O.
Give me a T.
T.
Give me a phi.
Phi.
What's that spell?
You missed the I, but Spotify.
Add us to your favorites on Spotify. Fat Guy Radio Show is on Spotify.
Yay!
Sometimes we're funny, sometimes we suck.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This sports boys and girls. I said just one girl.
Yeah, you broke. Well, yeah. I mean,
that was A7K4.
Yeah, I was going to say, kind of mirroring life. Life imitates art.
Thank you very much. Hi, McGinnon. Time to find the right gift with Walmart's Gift Finder through our website's Walmart banner. Find the best present for everyone on your list. Just got a whole lot easier. Answer a few questions. Who's the gift for and what's their age? And the Walmart Gift Finder will find the perfect holiday gift. For all your holiday shopping, gifts, and eats, please shop through the Walmart banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. It's right there at the top. You can't miss it. Walmart. Shop now. Shop often. Shop through the Walmart banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. I need to hit up Walmart, but I think I might have to put the hazmat suit on and go in.
Why?
Because it's tamale season, and I remember a few Christmases ago, I was talking about going at tamales by myself, and everybody said it's like a four-person process. Don't do it. I think I'm going to go down that rabbit hole again. I think I'm going to try to do it by myself.
Wait, I'm make down. A tamale by yourself?
Make tamales. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Cause normally
and then
you
sell them at Walmart.
No, I'm not going to sell them at Walmart. I'm going to sell them at Food City.
Imagine a big black guy selling. Even better. Imagine you stealing they shine. Imagine a whole bunch of brothers at Home Depot at 6 a.m. waiting under that tree. Bro, they'd be so pissed.
Be at least half of them going to get shot because somebody Karen is calling on one of them. Here's the
thing. Man, don't talk about brothers getting shot, man. Rest in peace, young dog.
I'm thinking about going back down the tamale hole and making them for, I mean, I'm not, all the kids are COVID sucking, so no one's coming over for Thanksgiving. And I have to work on Christmas Day. Literally have to work on Christmas Day.
Do you have to work on Thanksgiving?
I work every day.
Come on, man. You got to invite the kids over for Thanksgiving. It's the cooking day. FaceTime. And you're the cooking man.
FaceTime.
Aw. So what are they doing? Hey. Are they doing anything else?
They're COVID sucking and COVID coughing. I don't know.
Do they have COVID?
I don't know.
See, come on. Invite your kids over. Life is too short. Life is too short.
Kids.
No, you can't get COVID around food. Imagine COVID just chilling on a pizza. Imagine the stupid idiot you'd have to be to get COVID from the food.
Look,
come
DA,
on, Corey.
I'm not walking into a pizza place unmasked, okay?
I'm not
smart man, who would?
I'm not sitting around my friends after them helping me move unmasked, just locking lips with them.
Does it make sense to tongue kiss your friends that just helped you move?
No, it doesn't. And I'm not one of those people that's going to make up a story like that to cover up the real reason how I got COVID.
I know, because you can't ride a bike.
I'm not that guy. Never did ride the bike. Gave up on my weight loss plans, too. Here's the thing.
Breathe, get up, check your curls.
I think I'm going to try to do tamales by myself.
That's what we were talking about.
Everybody says not to do it, but I think I can pull it off. I know it's a lot of work, and that's probably why I'm going to have to go into. Here's the only thing. There's one new outlier that we didn't factor in when I was thinking about this before.
Mm-hmm.
I think like the meat blocks that you have to get, the shoulder rolls, those have got to be $2,000-$3,000 about now. $2,000-$3,000. Because I was going to order myself a turkey off of Walmart and they had low prices. And the low price was still about $500-$700 for it.
But lower than Target, than punk ass.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So yeah, the turkey was still $500 at Walmart, but it was cheaper than what it was at Target and all them other stores.
Yo, I just had a great idea while you were saying that.
Uh-oh.
You know how, the ladies sell the tamales in the Walmart, Target, on the corner, in the middle of the freeway.
I've never seen them at my Walmart. I've never seen them at
everywhere.
My Target.
They everywhere. Trust me, they everywhere. They're like little cockroaches. So I was thinking about having a website and calling it Only Tamales.
This is your third only website
only
today.
Selling tamales.
That's good. You know what? You need a fourth website, Only High. So I think that if I go and I get the block of meat, that's going
to
be a refinancing of a house. But
I'm
if
trying
I
get some government meat.
But if I get that, I'm trying to get some meat too. But if I get that, it's going to be pretty expensive. Now, the corn husk, there's not a shortage on corn, is there?
I think the corn husks come from a tree.
It comes from a plant, but close enough. Dirt, grow, same concept, DA. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep you with me.
You need the sun to grow.
You need the father,
son
too.
Son of God.
You need the daughter.
Amen.
You need the daughter as well.
Amen.
The daughter is normally what makes it grow.
Ooh. Unless you're you, then it's a guy, too.
You know what, DA? Like, why do you just got to hurt my feelings? You see the fluffy puppy.
I thought everybody knew
there.
You were bi.
You see the fluffy puppy? I'm about to go
no,
buy your
he didn't
house.
Say
I'm about
he
to
was
drive
bi.
By
he
your
said
house.
Bi.
Oh.
I'm about to drive by your house.
I drive by my. Like the bye
don't,
you take?
Don't ruin keep, my fluffy puppy day.
Fluffy puppy.
I want to make the tamales. I think I've watched enough white ladies on YouTube to learn how to make tamales, and I think I got it down. I'm pretty sure I can do it myself.
Hey, all I know is it's not a tamale if it don't got raisins in it.
Facts. Big facts.
No.
Bro, did I tell y'all my tamale story? So
is it like your mac and cheese story? Yep, it's just like the mac and cheese story. She didn't make the tamales.
Did somebody
make
the tamales?
No, my aunt made the tamales.
Please tell me
but
she
they were
didn't
like
put
black tamales with
them.
Barbecue sauce.
Nah.
Was there a whole hog mug inside your tamales?
Just let me tell you the tamale story.
Oh, wait a minute. I think I've heard the tamale story, but there's a whole lot of new listeners. Bring everybody up to speed on your tamale story.
So this is around Christmas time.
You have heard it.
So my aunt, she's always into like, she went to culinary school. She's like a top-notch chef.
Not the aunt that I know, the other
aunt
that
you
I
know. The other aunt, not. The other aunt.
You always have to establish that. And there's a bug flying around in this.
And so she's a top-notch chef. Like she can throw down. Her food is not bad. It's really delicious. It ain't Mrs. C's, but it's good. All right.
I think that's what I'm going to do for Christmas. I'm just going to get Mrs. C's to bring me something.
Hey, I might do that too.
Is this the one with the mac and cheese too?
Yeah, the one that hooked me up with the whole pan of mac and cheese.
Yeah, that he used my connect to get free mac and then bring
it. Oh, no, not Mrs. C's. I'm talking about the aunt, but okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this is the same aunt who didn't make mac and cheese.
That's why you were so mad, because she's a culinary chef.
Exactly.
And see, you left that whole part out.
No, he didn't. He said that.
Yeah. I did.
Well, it wasn't prominent.
Anyways, so around Christmas time, she makes a traditional black Christmas meal, but then she also be hooking us up with some pozole, some menudo, and some tamales. So I remember going over there like, hey, Daniel, we got to knock these tamales out. Like,
she wanted you to help because tamales is a group action.
No, no. She wanted me to help eat them. That's they were already made. She was like, yo, we got a bunch of tamales, red and green.
I'm familiar.
Like, we need you to come help knock these out.
So green, I was like, the best.
I said, exactly. So I was like, cool, let's go.
Corner,
so I
the
get
best.
There. I get there and I grab four tamales.
Four,
one red, four.
Four tamales.
No, he said
four
tamales.
Four tamales.
Four tamales.
I grab one red.
One red.
And because green are the best, I grabbed three of them mugs.
Grab three green.
Threw those in the microwave. Mm. They come out. I'm like, let's go. I eat the red because I am a firm believer, always save the best for last.
Yeah.
So I eat that. I eat that red.
Eat that red.
I eat that red. And I'm like, oh, this was bomb.
Mm, yes,
I was like, all right, I'm about to. And I, when I eat, I just grab it, pick it up, and I just take a bite out of it.
Like a caveman.
Like, I don't freaking cut it with a fork and knife.
You probably don't even peel the husk.
He don't even wash his hands before he does it.
Straight through the husk, bro.
Straight through the husk.
Straight through the husk.
That's thick tree bark.
Exactly, bro. Roughage. Roughage. I'm not eating a salad, so I got to get the roughage somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I take roughage. A bite out of this green tamale, thinking like, oh, this is about to be bomb. Gentlemen, the reason they were called green tamales is because there was nothing in them but spinach.
See, black folk be doing too much, man.
Epic bro, fail. I legitimately threw those other ones. I threw all of them away and was like, all right, I'm getting me three more red tamales. Like, I got to get that. I went on to my Instagram at the time, because this happened like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
I went on my Instagram at the time because I was heavy on the gram.
Heavy on the gram. Like,
yeah, I was just heavy on the gram.
Is this when he was eating Kit Kat sideways?
Nah, this was actually way before that.
That was weird.
But I got on that. I was like, yo, you know what really pissed me off? When chefs who know how to cook and know how to make the staples decide, yo, I'm going to try to put some influence on this and make this dish like unique. No, tamales are a staple for a reason. There is no need to fix tamales.
Tamales are just like the Bible. You don't add nothing to it. You don't take nothing away. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Every Bible has like, something added and taken.
Hey, DA, you know what? Just let the joke.
Just let it ride, bro.
Oh, that's
bro, I cried so hard.
I would have cried too, but actually I probably wouldn't have cried because spinach and the tamale kind of sounds yummy. But,
not really.
But it's like,
was the spinach cooked?
No, but the reason why this was
cooked
so,
spinach,
this is why this is so traumatic for DA, for D-Tay. Because D-Tay also bit into a oatmeal raisin cookie thinking it was chocolate chip.
Yes.
So what this is, it's not the fact that the tamale was so bad, it's the mind F.
So my dad used to buy these oatmeal chocolate chip cookies, and I love oatmeal cookies. With chocolate chip,
Do you dip them in milk when you put them in your old movie cup?
I don't drink milk. We talked about this. I drink all my.
I'm saving $7.
I drink.
Are
all,
you Corey?
I eat all my sweets with orange juice.
Oh, that's right. And I ain't going to no movies. DA pandemic.
What the?
You dip your cookies in orange juice?
Yeah.
Let me ask you a quick question. Do you also?
Sometimes I take a bite of a brownie and immediately after biting the brownie, while I'm still chewing, I will take a sip of my orange juice.
Do you dip your bacon in orange juice too?
No.
Okay. I've seen people do that.
It's not sweet.
I'm not going to knock it because I ain't tried it.
It's weird.
Right? I don't want to judge.
It's weird.
Lest ye be judged.
But the palate, I can understand why it's palatable though.
Yeah,
because
I
you
love
got the sweet with the pungency of the
you got acidity with sweet.
Yeah, it's so good.
I don't want to burp after I eat a cookie.
It's almost
it's like a lemon meringue, bro.
It's almost the equivalent of like why Padilla.
Yeah, you're like, oh yeah, that is the citrus, the acidity, and it's sweet. It checks out, but it's not the same texture. So
yeah,
it's
come on, it's not westernized in my mind.
Padilla, exactly, it also comes into play where like butter and lemon work really good together.
Yeah, but we're eating shrimp, not a cookie. Come on, yeah, Corey. So track with me, my man.
My dad used to buy these oatmeal chocolate chip cookies that were bomb. To this day, I can't find them anywhere. But he used to get them, and they were bomb. Well, one day, my grandma had bought these oatmeal raisin cookies. And unbeknownst to me, they had raisins in them. I didn't know what they were. I thought they were chocolate chip because that's what I was used to.
And for those of you that are show historians, Dite is not a baked fruit anything guy.
Mm. But no. He makes a pecan pie. Well, I guess that's a nut.
That's not fruit.
That's not fruit.
There's not a single fruit. That's a nut. I put my nut all in that pie.
Is that what?
Yep, it moved.
So damn salty.
It moved. Yeah, it just moved.
But yeah, so I bit into this oatmeal raisin cookie thinking it was that oatmeal chocolate chip cookie, and that is the reason I have trust issues to this day.
He has food trust issues. He doesn't trust
Not food. Even just food. That's my trust issue in everything now.
Oh.
Like, I don't trust people because people
are first before they hurt him.
Exactly.
Yep. Are you a grape or are you a raisin?
Now, listen, that's why when I made DT.
Are you gotta write that down.
Are you a grape or are you a raisin or are you a chocolate chip? This is why when I make Dite his
raisins are grapes that stay too long in the sauna.
No, they stay too long in the shower. Have you ever looked at your fingers after you've been in the shower playing too long?
Yeah, it makes you all pruny.
It prunes. You're so old. But that's why when I made Dite's favorite dessert, his yellow cake with his chocolate frosting, I never over frosted it because I wanted him to be able to see what he's about to eat.
Yeah,
it was so good. No, don't you always? You pull them all the way down and you roll them all the way back and you get the little hooks for your stomach and you put it on the little hook.
It's not a
That's hook. Why Corey has meat hooks hanging from the ceiling. He just suspends himself over his bed. I'm surprised his roof lasts this long.
I've had to replace it twice.
He said he suspends over his bed.
Hey, I'm getting in shape. I'm running.
He's like Mission Impossible.
That chair's like,
what's the ghost protocol?
This chair is never going to be the same. I wouldn't be surprised if we come back from break and the hydraulics are just done.
Speaking of break, Drew Hill, I Should Be. You've never heard that song?
No.
I should be your boyfriend.
I'll be your shining star.
I'm going to send it to you right now. Hold on.
Please don't.
Stop the show, Corey.
Oh.
Right now, just stop it.
You know what? I'm going to stop the show and go to break. And then when we come back from break, we'll have...
I'm going to play it over the commercials then.
Why would you do that? I'm not.
Just send it to me, bro.
Just send it to him.
I'll listen to it tonight.
Why you got to make my life difficult?
Okay, I won't play it into the mic.
Bro, we don't have the cover.
You never heard that song?
I have. I was just messing with you.
Ah, man. Now we're going to get ass capped. Go to break, Corey. Go to break, Corey.
They're going
to
cap our asses now.
Somebody finna cap our ass, man. I hate getting my ass capped. I had my ass uncapped a few years ago.
I know. It sounded painful.
Now you're getting my ass capped again.
But you just had 4 pieces of pizza. Hey. No, you had the whole box.
Hey, D.A., no cap.
No cap? No, man, you trendy.
No. All right.
TikTok been getting them good.
I know, right? He been doing the dances. I already know.
Sheesh.
That was like so June.
Speaking of TikTok, on the other side of this break, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to Corey's OnlyFans, which features a TikTok video. All right, we're going to take a quick break right here, folks. We'll be right back after this on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Honey, I got a question for you. You wanted more, so I'm giving you more. Introducing a new spinoff series,
Fat Guy Radio Show Snackable. This spinoff mini show of Fat Guy Radio Show is a new YouTube series of one-on-ones with me, Corey Blaze. Episodes drop every Monday morning to help get your week off on a good foot. Check out Fat Guy Radio Show Snackable on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fatguyradioshow. Mash up on that subscribe button and you'll never miss a new show. Also available on all popular podcast platforms. Nothing's better than a snack in between meals. Fat Guy Radio Show is the main meal, but to satisfy that hunger for more, chomp down on my new YouTube series, Snackable. Fat Guy Radio Show Snackable, because I don't have enough to do.
What's on your mind? We'd really like to hear.
Back to the fun and folly. It's Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze.
Let the holidays begin with Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Shop on your schedule and have your items delivered on your schedule. The Home Depot's Black Friday deals on appliances, tools, holiday decorations, furniture, and more. You can't miss this holiday season. The Home Depot, how you can't miss this holiday season. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Maybe they sell a book at the Home Depot on how to read copy.
How people they have get their really English. Good how-tos.
They do. I watch a lot of the how-tos. Well, welcome back to the show, everybody. For those of you that are just joining us on the live stream, I'm your host, Corey Blaze. That's Doug the DA Andrew right there. And our executive producer, Daniel D-Tay Dropham Taylor.
What's good?
All right, boys, let's dive right into it. And I don't have the audio prepared because it's just that day.
I'll do it. Something fruity. Something weird.
It's Corey. No, it goes, don't, only pants.
No more only references. He already told me.
Well, we can't help it, DA, because that's the theme song.
Only pants. In the kitchen, only pants. With Corey, only pants. In the kitchen.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen,
I just picture a big cast iron skillet, like black as hell, with some abs. Only pants.
What a hey, don't keep saying that, because you're gonna get Corey all worked up, and then tonight is gonna be only hands.
It's gonna be only hands anyway. All right, I gotta stop the music to play the audio, because I want to play the audio from the TikTok video. All right. So basically, ladies and gentlemen, what happens is that I tripped over this recipe on TikTok, and I know OnlyPans is typically me giving you tips in the kitchen, but I saw this recipe in the video, and this is the first time I've ever done this, where I've taken a recipe off of TikTok and tried it.
Ooh.
And I actually tried it. I made.
Was it from Hood Meals?
No, it wasn't. It's from TikTok Meals_and_Munchies_.
Okay.
Interesting.
All right, so let's see. This is the audio from the TikTok, and I'm going to hold my phone up to my microphone because we're not professional. All right, here we go.
I'm making a super simple crock pot recipe. So spray your crock pot or line it, add some chicken, and then you're going to add a full bottle of B-Dubs garlic parmesan sauce. And I bet you got then you're going to fill that up with either whole milk or heavy whipping cream. Shake that up and add it back into the crock pot. Then you're going to cube up a block of cream cheese and add that to the crock pot. And then add about a cup of Parmesan cheese. And then you're going to cook that on low for 8 hours or high for 4 hours. And once your chicken's done, you're going to shred it. And while you're shredding your chicken, go ahead and cook whatever kind of pasta you like. I use penne pasta. And then add the cooked pasta back into the sauce and mix it all up together. And then you are going to top it with some grated Parmesan cheese. And then you're done. And it's a very simple and delicious crock pot recipe.
All right. So I actually did that.
So my first question about that video, though, is why'd you keep calling it a crock pot?
Is that what she was saying?
No, she said crock pot.
It sounds like she's saying crock pot.
I wouldn't, but I don't know. I have a crock pot.
That food looked like crack, the way she cooked it up in the crack pot.
I have. Okay, so I took that video, the TikTok video off of TikTok, saved it to my phone because, you know, I'm a degenerate and I like to save people's content. And I tried it. It took me a couple of weeks to do it, but I finally ordered everything and I did it myself. And this is a, where's my remote? I can get my close up, Mr. DeVille, if I remember my close up. Okay. So this is a picture of my version.
What's that big red thing in the back?
That's the part of the chicken. This is before it started cooking. So I got the sauce in there. I've got the blocks of cream cheese in there.
Oh, okay.
And then that's you talking about that spot right there?
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the chicken breasts sticking out.
Interesting.
One of the chicken boobies. So I tried it. I actually tried it. And this is it going into the crock pot. Oh, wrong button. So is it going into the crock pot or once the crock pot lit was on? So it's going.
What iPhone do you have?
iPhone 4.
Yeah, I can tell.
Thank you,
that's the blurriest picture I've ever seen.
No, it's because it's not in focus.
Oh.
I know your camera has no focus on your iPhone.
I know. And I can't figure it out. And there's a fly in here. So anyway. I tried it. The only thing that I did differently, DJ, because if you notice, well, I'm surprised you didn't pick this up in the audio. One thing she never did.
She didn't wash the chicken.
No.
No, she didn't boil the noodles.
No, she did boil the noodles.
She did. She cooked them first.
She never, ever seasoned anything.
Oh, no, definitely didn't add no seasoning.
There was no salt. There was no.
You know, them white tea people don't.
Yeah, we didn't assume that she would.
That was my biggest concern doing this. And I did it exactly how. She did it except for one thing.
You added salt and pepper?
No, I added white pepper because that's like my new seasoning that I put on everything is white pepper.
I hate black pepper. I hate my gums because they black.
I don't hate black pepper.
I hate the back of my neck.
But I put white pepper in it.
I hate Forrest Whitaker's lips.
I put white pepper in it because
Snipes gums. I'm done. That was the last one. That's the only one I remember.
You should have known when it was over. That was the last part of the Wesley Snipes gums.
The funny thing is that the white pepper, when it was in my cabinet, it shot the black pepper. So what I'm saying is that.
White pepper matters.
I put white pepper and I didn't put salt because there's Parmesan cheese and there's cream cheese. And
it's already salty.
Those
salty
have some salt. Dude, overall, and I did the penne pasta.
Okay.
Overall, it came out.
I don't even know why people like penne pasta.
I like penne pastas.
Yeah.
I drop in penne pastas all the time.
Everything. Give me a bow tie. It's more formal.
Everything is sexual to me. So I did it, and I...
Only pants.
I did it, and the recipe actually came out pretty damn good. The only only qualm that I have about it is it made a lot. If you are like cooking for the family 8K47, this is an easy one. You can put it on at the top of your day, and by the time you get home, it's good to go. I did it for 8 hours. It was perfect. The only problem, also the only problem that I had is that I use a liner in my crock pot. So when I was shredding the chicken in the crock pot, I was kind of ripping the liner. And then I was like, damn, now I got to clean it, really clean it, really clean it.
Facts. So what did you do with the leftovers?
I ate some and then I gave some to the kids. It was just too much. I
was going
to
say, you can just get like sandwich bags, pack some in every sandwich bag, put it in the freezer. You got meals for days.
That's very true. Oh, actually, I took a picture of how much it made. Oh, and my final... I'm sorry, DA. I'm going to try to do another close-up here. But this is wrong button, Corey.
I'll allow it. That's a wide-ass view.
This is how much it made.
Mm-hmm.
And those are two big, huge gallon Tupperware bowls. Can you see that?
Yep.
Those are two big gallon Tupperware bowls. That's how much it made.
But it tasted pretty good, though?
It actually was pretty damn good.
Would you make it again?
Yes. Here is my final picture.
Okay.
My final plate.
That actually looks pretty good. And I see you topped it off with some weed. Bussin'.
I put a little bit of weed on
some
there.
Some weed.
Man, this close-up really shows that I need to get to my dentist. Good Lord. That's some good
with
teeth.
With your Wesley Snipes gums.
Nah, Corey, you got good teeth, man.
I do. I have perfect teeth. No, I'm kidding.
They nice and pink. Like your...
Hey, we can't say that one now. We can't leave that one in.
I said with a B.
We can't leave that one in either. Come on, man.
55
what?
55-30. So that's my only pan. So try that. I liked it. It's in our Fat Guy Radio Show TikTok favorite. So if you're following us on TikTok, look it up on there and try it. If you have a big family and you want an easy night, this is one that you set in the morning, and by the time you get home, you just got to boil some noodles 12 more minutes and toss it in there and throw everything together, and it's perfect.
Set it and forget it.
Yeah, and I know it seems like it's a lot of cheese, but once you put the noodles in, the noodles absorb the cheese, because I thought it was a little soupy at first, but then when the noodles got in there and absorbed a lot of that leftover moisture, even after being cooked, and cook your noodles to al dente. Don't cook them till they're mush.
Them all the way. Yeah.
Cook them till they're al dente, because they're going to sop up a lot of that flavor that's in.
8 to 9 minutes. 8 to 9 minutes.
Close. Penne, you probably want to go more 12 minutes for a penne pasta.
Y'all amateurs. When you know it's done, you throw it at one of your kids, and if it sticks on the side of their cheek, it's done. Y'all amateurs.
PA, I'm tired of you hitting your kids with pasta.
It's better than a slice of cheese.
It's supposed to be spaghetti. You can't be throwing penne pasta and rigatoni at your kid. The last time you threw rigatoni at your kids, DA, they got rigor mortis.
One time they was messing up. I was boiling a shoe. I threw that at them.
That's only pans.
It was a steel toe.
That's only pans, ladies and gentlemen. Find that recipe. It's on our TikTok page if you want to try it out. I tried it. It was actually pretty damn good. And will I make it again? If I'm feeding an army, because it was just a lot. It was just a whole lot.
I might make it for meal prep, because then I can eat it throughout the week.
I ate it on it for about 2 days. Got tired of it after a while, though.
Yeah, but that's because you're one of those people who legitimately will go to the store every single day to get new food to make for that night.
I used to, man. I can't.
Well,
do
not
that
so
no
much
more.
Now, but that's the type of dude you were. I'm the type of dude who went shopping one time for 1 month and literally had one meal every week.
I used to do that.
That's
but
what
then,
being poor in America looks like, fellas.
I used to do that, but then my milk went bad and my bread went bad.
That's why you don't buy that stuff. All my stuff did not need milk and stuff. I literally made spaghetti on Sunday, and on the next Sunday, I made another batch of spaghetti. I ate spaghetti for 2 whole months straight. One week.
All right, Eminem.
I have stuff to make spaghetti at home. I think I'm going to Taco Bell after the show. One thing is that you probably also want to serve this dish with a side salad, because it was very, very rich. That cream cheese makes it very, very rich.
I could definitely do that. My only question is, what is a salad? And how do I get it on the side?
I don't know.
Do I have to lay it down?
Oh.
Does it stand up?
I know we're up on a break here, but I totally got the hookup. Shout out to my boy at the KFC.
Ooh.
I went to the KFC.
You would have a boy at the KFC.
Yeah, I was going to say, first off, who has a boy at the KFC? I got a chicken guy. Let me call my chicken guy real quick.
He got him in the phone under Colonel.
I don't know his name. I just know every time I go to this KFC, which is, you know, not very frequent because it's not close to my house. But this KFC, every time I go there, if something goes wrong.
Is that the one on the 19th?
No. No. Okay. It's the one on the
not the T-Bird one.
The 60?
Yeah. T-Bird.
Oh, the T-Bird?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I hit this one up every once in a while, and maybe when we get back on the other side of the break, I'll explain. I don't think I've ever explained how I eat the wings from KFC. But anyway, I was at the KFC, and this lady in front
eat
of
the
us.
The whole thing.
I had Sorry. A we had a Karen moment.
Bones and all.
I witnessed the Karen moment in the car in front of me, and Karen was just going off, and you know, I wouldn't you know, fleet of foot to reach my phone up. But Karen was just going off and was really, the line was just wrapped around the drug Jack in the Box all the way over to the crackhead Circle K. And almost dripped into, you know, the heroin AutoZone. But it's like there was this Karen episode going on. They were trying to make, I mean, and when you see more than one employee come to the drive-thru window, you know there's a situation.
Yeah.
You know, because they're trying to calm her down. Well, anyway, it took longer than normal. And I got up to the window and my boy, he comped my coleslaw.
Nice.
If you don't think that's a big deal at KFC.
No, that's
KFC coleslaw is some slaw. I will chow down.
But it's $5 for a little itty bitty little thing that they call a family pack.
Oh, I wouldn't know.
It's $5, dude. This is why this is a big deal, because coleslaw at the Colonel's is $5, man.
You know what it is about that slaw? They put a lot of mayo in it and water.
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
It's a lot of mayo in it because it's juicy.
I love
it. But it's good.
I love it.
Yeah. The only better slaw, again, I don't like KFC's chicken. But KFC slaw is fire. And the only slaw.
I'm almost done here.
The only slaw I put over them is Papado's.
I haven't had Papado's.
You can't afford Papado's.
I've never had Papado's in my life. I've heard of Papado's.
It's overrated.
I've seen it. I've never had it.
It's overrated.
I've never had Papado's.
Where do you go, Corey, to get your seafood, all Mr. Right. Overrated on Papa
okay,
Do's?
Let's take a quick break right here, and we'll talk about this on the other side of this. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Fat Guy Radio Show on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Which commercial do you want to hear, D.A.? The Afterburn?
Afterburn.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Damn it, D.A., put your pants back on for the love of everything holy.
I don't need to. You want to know why? Because this is Afterburn, bitch.
Dude, it's just a commercial. We're just talking about it. You don't have to get in full regale or out of full regale.
But how else am I going to show you that I can make it slap on both thighs?
You make it slap on both thighs when we're on the show. This is just a commercial for Afterburn to invite everybody to go subscribe so that they can hear more of this and possibly see your ability to slap it on both thighs.
Watch Thursday's show can't see me tucking in between my thighs either. Look, I got a little camel toe.
Oh my God, nobody wants to see that.
Then why are you still looking, Corey?
Put that away.
Never. I'm going to rub it on everything and give it salmonella.
This is why people subscribe to Afterburn for the audio and subscribe to Afterburn for the video. $3 to hear it, $8 to see it. And Lord knows, between UDA and my little brother, DJ Little D, God knows what you'll see on Afterburn. Here's the interesting question, though.
What's interesting about it?
The one that should be naked is the one that's never naked.
You.
D-Tay.
Nah, you little mocha cub.
You need to put your pants back on, and everyone listening needs to go subscribe to Afterburn so that D-A can take his pants back off. You see the circle of life here? Are you seeing the circle of life?
Watch this, Corey.
Oh, God, you go! Afterburn at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Afterburn. This commercial needs to be over. It needs to be over right now.
Smell the mic.
I can smell the slapping.
They're wacky, they're zany.
Wacky and zany. It's another wacky and zany show.
Where did you get that muffin? Muffin button. I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin?
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. The the aforementioned Afterburn at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Afterburn. Ladies and gentlemen, the holiday seasons are just around the corner, and it's a perfect time to feed your body with Afterburn. Join Corey and the fellas as they serve up the hottest in-your-face shows that you've ever seen. Put the turkey in the oven and sit back with Afterburn at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Afterburn. You'll burn your grits and gravy listening to these guys keeping it raw. For only $3 to listen and $8 to watch, you will have to stop grandma from getting seconds. Afterburn is full of fun for the whole family, 18 and over, and you won't ever get enough. Afterburn at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Afterburn. Afterburn. Hold on to your biscuits. Afterburn, a dish best served hot. Afterburn, who burnt my pies? FatGuyRadioShow.com/Afterburn. Afterburn. All right.
Is DT still writing me?
I don't know who I think he is. And he writes them in a certain inflection that I butcher them every time.
It's all good. That one was actually really good.
Thank you.
Afterburn, who burnt my pies?
Who burnt my pies?
Please off with Afterburn.
All right. So, D.A., the answer to your question, you boo, where do I get my seafood from? The answer is, I don't.
You don't like seafood?
No, I love seafood. Here's the thing. Papa Do's, every place that serves seafood, there is no such thing here in the state of Arizona, the landlocked state of Arizona, that can sell fresh seafood. I've told the story before. I messed up and I had some fish tacos.
From a food truck.
On the boardwalk in San Diego, California.
Never the same.
I've never been the same. It's the same thing that happened to me when I had barbecue in Dallas, Texas. Texas. Never the same.
That's so, when you went to Nashville.
That's the. I'm sure if I go to Nashville, I'll never eat in Arizona ever again because I hear about the food in Nashville.
You're just being super bougie.
And if I go to Chicago, I'll probably never have another deep dish pizza as long as I live.
I would think,
DA, I'll answer that question as well, where I get my fish, because I'm very particular about my fish.
Particular about his fish.
You're about to say 7th Avenue.
No. You can actually go and get where I go to get my fish on Central. All right.
The canals?
My fish. I'm talking
about a prostitute.
My fish has to come.
Oh.
In squares. It has to be in squares.
I know where he's going with
this. It got to be on patties. Pete's Fish and Chips, best fish in town.
Okay.
Hands down.
It is it's the best tasting fish, but detail. I'm a Pete's Fish and Chips apologist, okay?
Trust me. Fresh. Look,
but
my
detail. That ain't my real fish, bro. That,
bro, it's my fish.
I was gonna say McDonald's. I
recently took a trip to California, and I literally saw fish swimming. They were already squared up, swimming through bread. Like it was, they were already breaded, bro. They were already swimming breaded, bro. Like I was like, oh, this is where Pete's get their fish from. This is where they get their fish from, right here. The schools of square fish. Like that's it, bro.
Schools of square fish. That is not. Pete's Fish and Chips has some amazing food. Don't get me wrong. I will eat there every day I can if I wanted a coronary. But I'm telling you right now, there ain't nothing real coming out of Pete's Fish and Chips other than their receipts.
Still real to me, damn it. I don't know.
Still real to me, damn it.
I don't know any other fish but square fishes.
You ain't never seen a square fish. There is one
in Nemo.
I have, bro. They swim. I looked at it and I was like, oh, snap, it's a notebook. Like, they were just squared up. Like,
okay,
I thought there was about to be a Royal Rumble. I heard Michael Jackson beat it in the background because these fish were squared up, ready to go.
There's no such thing as a square fish.
I've seen it, Corey.
Okay, well, then, D.A., you also saw the nugget on a chicken. Okay,
yeah, that's what they eat. They go on
chicken
land.
Square fish eats the chicken nugget?
They flop around.
The nugget on the chicken is literally the chicken balls. That's why they call it the nuggies.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So,
I also seen a dino nuggie.
That's a dingleberry. Yeah. No, they're just little midget dinosaurs.
Did you say that's a dingleberry?
Yeah.
Oh, it does kind of look like it, too. Like the little neck. Because they only make
just
like
because
the
T-Rex. It's shaped like a dinosaur doesn't mean it came from a dinosaur.
Corey, you don't know that.
You're right, I don't, but I do.
I'm pretty sure. Explain it to me this, Corey. Explain to me this, Mr. Smarty Pants. Why did Dino Nuggies just recently come out in the last 5 to 6 years when technology advanced and Jurassic World had to hit like 17 million films? Because they actually started cloning dinosaurs just to make the nuggies.
Yeah, that is facts.
I have the exact answer that you're looking for.
What?
Elon Musk.
Good rebuttal. Can't deny it.
Yeah. And the reason why Elon Musk did all that is Queen Latifah ain't fat no more.
Queen Latifah ain't fat no more. I don't believe that there's anything in Arizona that's seafood.
You're just too bougie. Look, I'm not too bougie. I've had lobster in Rhode Island. And that was the most deliciousness. I've had salmon in Rhode Island.
Okay.
It's delicious. It's good.
And do you compare
like, this
that
is
to,
really good.
To a crab or lobster and
it's
here in Arizona?
It's the best I ever had, but it's palatable, as you were saying.
Oh, it's palatable.
The coconut shrimp is delicious. Mm, the crab is still delicious. It's good. It's still good.
I'm not saying that it's not good.
I enjoy it.
For like a place like Papa Do's, and I've been there several
times.
You're
alluding to it's so good that you can't have anything else.
No,
like,
the place, I can go and stomach it, but I'm not going to go to a place like Papa Do's, which is like a really high-end place and pay lots
Name
of money.
Where you're
if
going.
I'm,
you're going to say McDonald's. I'm going to say fish fillet.
No, I'm going to Pete's.
Hey, the fish fillet sandwich
is fire. And that's expensive
though.
But it's not Papa
that
Do's
Pete's
expensive.
Bill, that Pete's bill, you're waiting longer for your food. And you're paying more.
Yeah, you're burning gas. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Because Pete's Fish and Chip, the food is fake. The service is slow, but
yeah,
I still
go.
Yeah,
you wait an hour.
It's an
more
investment.
Cholesterol.
You get yourself some TikTok or you get yourself a Fat Guy Radio Show episode playing in the car. Drive to Pete's Fish and Chip. By the time you get to the window, we'll be telling you about Afterburn.
Pretty much.
Yep. Pretty much.
You be getting your food right now, driving home.
All I know is the line at Pete's Fish and Chips moves.
Line at what?
Pete's Fish and Chips.
Them lady lips got right in the way.
No, that was the mustache.
Moves as about as fast as that school of square fishes. I'm just saying. I seen some, bro. And if they didn't have dino nuggets, what are gator nuggets? Because gators are just dinosaurs. All right? And I love me some gator nuggets.
Those are dino nuggets. Gators are dinosaurs, but...
That's dino nuggies.
Alligators are not.
What's the difference?
One is a gator, one is an alligator.
Oh, because the alligator be lying about being a gator?
Got you. He be perpetrating the system.
That's why he need an alibi.
He the Madea of gators.
He brought his own peace. Because peace be still.
Peace be. We got four more minutes, boys. Keep going.
But peace means penis.
Okay. How?
Okay, little D, just stop the whole show right now. Just like, we got four more minutes. We're trying to get into the comedy vortex. And you just like, penis.
I just didn't yell penis.
That's pretty much what you did when you said, but peace be penis.
Because you said peace. Like a dick. Come on, man.
Like a dick?
Did I tell y'all that?
I didn't say it.
I can't dig. I got to dig.
All right. So my bad.
Hold my
right.
dig, son.
Vortex.
Okay.
Coleslaw.
So did I tell y'all about the fluffy puppy and the bear?
No, you didn't.
No.
Get yourself a fluffy puppy and a bear.
Something
my question
that you
is,
can
why,
hold.
Yeah, my question is, are there logos on the front and the back? If not, why does that bear, or why does that dog look like his head's all like turned around and like
I know he was shaking that dog like crazy.
His head
looked
did a full
weird.
I got it
shaking,
did a full
shaking,
it did a poltergeist right
shaking
like
bottom.
It's alive.
Exorcist
what did I say
poltergeist when it turns the head full around
bougie ass no go vortex
well we vortex the head right
not
now
on my, not on my fluffy puppy day.
Fluffy
what
puppy
you think people gonna do with them fluffy puppies?
Oh.
They gonna be holding them puppies? Gore.
To the fluffy.
Like, yo, this is super fluffy.
It's the Fat Guy Radio Show Fluffy Puppies.
Was that just the joke?
So no, it wasn't a joke.
Can you explain it to me?
Nope. Not explaining that one. I Googled square fish and yeah, there's no square fish.
There's no such thing as square fish. They're square pants.
Boy, I tell you that them squishy be for every little nigga. You know I'm still
wrong bed.
Ruined that one.
Sorry.
And like,
there's no bro. That fish is squared, bro.
But I don't think it's real. It says SpongeBob Squarefish. Can you see it?
Yeah, we can see it. It's not real.
I don't think it's real.
That's
it's off
real,
of Twitter
bro.
Too. That's not real.
Look
nothing
at the fish.
Is,
look at all those fishes next to them. Those are squared fish, bro.
That's vector stock. Those are images and pictures.
That's obviously clip art, DJ.
Computer animated images,
bro,
that, DJ.
Those bitches are square, bro. You ain't seen them square. They ready to throw hands right now.
Hey, DJ,
bro.
I got some land to sell
That's
you on the moon,
That's
like
Cardi B and Vicious.
I got some land to sell you on the moon, bro.
I got some land to sell you in the metaverse, both of y'all.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm ready for that. Let's go. I'm uplinking myself, bro.
Meta, that's the new Facebook.
I ain't coming back. I'll be the only virtual member of Fat Guy Radio Show.
We're all virtual members.
Oh, that'd be crazy.
I mean, like, legit virtual. My consciousness is going to be uploaded to the system.
Okay, so where's your body?
Everywhere. My body goes away.
Oh, no, that's not
good. I can donate it to somebody. You want my body? You can have it. Because I won't need it. It'll just be a lifeless, like, it'll be a personal, like, boy toy doll, whatever
I'll
you want to do with it.
I'll put a Fat Guy Radio Show shirt on.
I'm going to be getting me, like, all the video game girls, you know,
but
man,
you, but
avatars,
you're just,
let's
why,
go.
Why are you going to get the video game
girls? Real life avatar.
How are you going to get the video game girls when your body isn't there anymore? What are you going to do? Mind F them?
My mind.
There you go.
Pretty much. My consciousness is going to be uploaded into my virtual body. So I will have a body. I'll be walking around. I'm going to be like Ryan Reynolds and Free Guy. I'm going to be free, guys. Let's go.
Are you going to be able to run? I can show you how to run.
I'm going to be dropping 100 points on LeBron James' head every night. Let's go.
On 2K.
On 2K, bro.
He's in the video game room. You're going to go to Stardew Valley.
Bro, exactly. I'm about to hatch a dinosaur egg. Let's go.
Yeah, you got to build a big farm first. I haven't played that game in a very long time.
I'm just saying. I'm there, bro. I'm going to find the square fishes. Let's go.
You know what, DT? You're right. Let's go. Well, that's funny if you would have been able to hear it. No, we're going to take that one more game. Let's go ahead and roll that back.
And then edit it back. I got you. Hold on. Let me get back in my natural
pose. I'm
going
to find the square fishes. Let's go.
You know what, DT? You're right. Let's go. It just comes in too quiet. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's it. That's all the time we have for you. Trust me, folks, this was just rehearsal.
This is going to be our best show
in years.
It's
upside down.
You still read it, though?
I was like, what in the world is this? What is the knee?
All you need to know is red means stop.
Corey doesn't know what his knees is.
Hey.
Because Corey ain't never seen his knees.
What is the knee?
When the uncle named the baby.
Next to the foot.
When the uncle named the baby, girl Denise, he named the son the nephew. All right, ladies and gentlemen, my apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time, and luckily so. Let me quickly remind you about the Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store. Now with more, open at fatguyradioshow.com/store. When you buy a t-shirt through our swag merch store, your purchase supports our small, independently owned business. fatguyradioshow.com/store.
That's the best read you did all night, Corey. Go, Corey.
Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime at fatguyradioshow@gmail.com. Or send a gift. We love surprises to box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. We're on Instagram,
Facebook.
Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube.
And your mom.
Look us up, follow, subscribe, and share. Tell everybody you know about the show. When they ask you what's it all about through your mask, tell them. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. For Daniel D.T. Taylor.
What's good?
Doug, the D.A. Andrew. And my little brother, DJ Little D, in absentia.
Yeah, buddy.
I've been Corey Blaze with our show mantra. Skinny people.
That's me.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. We are all stronger together. See you at the top. Good night.
Hello.
Holler.
Holler.